Republican Bill Walker today staked out his turf in next year's race for governor. He wants to put a stop to the current state-sanctioned gas line development project known as AGEA. Saying the AGEA process is fatally flawed, he criticized the Parnell administration for underestimating the impact that shale gas will have on the North American market's demand for North Slope gas.
Shale gas is here to stay. It's not a blip. It's not a bump on the market. It's here to stay. And companies and countries around the world are changing their philosophies in Canada as a result of shale gas.
In a report to legislators last week, the Parnell administration praised the work now underway on the AGEA pipeline, especially since ExxonMobil has started working on it. Gasline coordinator Mark Myers said the state is looking at projected conditions 10 years from now, not current prices and supplies. Walker proposes several steps to successfully take gas to market. He has long been a proponent of an all-Alaska gas line to Valdez that would ship to offshore markets as liquefied natural gas. And he says the first step toward that is to opt out of AGEA.
As governor, I would take steps to end the AGEA process and retake control of Alaska's future, retake control of that process. AGEA has provisions in there that allows for that, and I would exercise those options first thing.
Walker would then take steps to begin financing of a state-owned pipeline, giving North Slope leaseholders the option of shipping their gas south or selling gas to buyers at the wellhead. He acknowledges that the state risks paying damages to TransCanada if it opts out of the AGEA license currently in force. However, he says the risk of losing the entire North Slope gas market is worse than those damages.